Hey everyone, welcome to M2F Story. Today I am going to share with you God Please Make Me Female Part 3, written by Saintly. So if you are new to the channel, then please consider subscribing. And check out my Patreon, patreon.com/M2F Story. Good, now, your little fear is so not so bad. She handed the bra to me. Watch, it's simple. She pulled off her t-shirt and slipped off her bra in a few quick motions. I was kind of shocked. Relax, hun. You're one of the girls now. You're going to see another woman sometime, right? Guess so. Right. Now watch. Pull the straps onto your shoulders. Lean over a bit and let your breasts fall into the cups gently. Then sit up. Reach back and fasten. Try it a few times. I mimicked her motions. Until the fastening. That took a few tries. But after 4 or 5 minutes, I fastened it securely and was able to repeat. I then put on the t-shirt. It was a V-neck in a dark green, and the sweats were simple black ones. Pulled them on and was dressed for the first time as a woman. Not flattering, hun. Seriously, I feel bad giving you that. It's okay. It's what I'm used to wearing. She smiled. Sammy, that's changed. You don't need to wear sweats and tees anymore. You can look cute and attractive. You can do what you've had in your head. She tapped on my forehead. That's big shift. That'll take more than 3 days, hun. I looked over at the clock. It was pretty late, at least 9:30. I was an early riser most of the time. Hun, it's late. I need some time. Could we work more tomorrow? Of course, Sammy. Thanks. Sorry to cut off right at the beginning, but it's so late. Do we need to go back? No, it's all right. Go lay down. The TV remote is over on the stand. Feel free to do anything you want. You and I have the run of the cabin. She walked out of the bedroom and clicked the door shut. For the first time, I was alone in my new body. I laid down. Well, rather sprawled out on the bed. I felt the bra on me and I took a deep breath. It was late, and I realized that I haven't gotten much done except crying and gender shifting today. Some days just aren't that productive. My eyes drifted off a bit. The room was kind of Spartan. It had one large chest of drawers, a small nightstand with a remote alarm clock and a small figurine on it, and a TV stand with the TV on it. I laid back. Friday night, that means Stargate. I snapped the TV on. It was the same cable system, so I just flipped over to the Sci-Fi network. I perched up two pillows and laid my head back. It was a poor episode, but it kept my attention. After the show, I flipped to the news and listened to what was going on for the weekend. Murder, death, kills, and all that. I was pretty much drifting off to sleep when Renee knocked on my door. Sammy, awake, dear? Barely, I squeaked out. I again turned my head. I wasn't used to the voice yet. It occurs to me you haven't eaten today. I blinked. You know, you're right. Common, you're dressed. Let's go over to McDonald's. You need something in your stomach. I never was one really for McDonald's, but I figured it was okay. I looked around. Oh, crud. What's wrong, Sammy? Wallet. My wallet was in my pocket, in my pants, which are now, where the hell would they be? Well, they're gone, but your wallet wasn't much use. I know you're not a person to carry cash anyway. Okay, I'm a horrid person for living on my ATM card. God strike me for my, you know what, I'm not going to finish that sentence. Based on tonight's knowledge, they just might. Not a bad idea. Doesn't solve my, a light went on. Hey, wait, if I'm a girl, where's my purse? You're smart. She pointed a finger down to the nightstand, the lower shelf having a small shoulder flap bag, soft tan with gold clasp. Everything in there is yours, Sammy. Identification, credit cards, your precious ATM cards, hey, photos, and some new things. I opened up the bag and looked. A leather wallet did indeed have anything, even the $2 cash I did have on me. Also in there was a checkbook, a compact, and a sanitary pad. That suddenly brought me to a momentary revelation, but I wrote it off for now. We went out to the car again. I sat down into the car seat and relaxed. I pulled a few stray hairs out of my face and behind my ears. She gazed at me. Something wrong, Renee? Not at all, Sammy. I'm just happy. Why's that? Well, you're scared right now, but I really feel, she started the car, that you have a bit of peace. You were yourself, but not fake. You've been radiating a very calm presence for hours. Your mind is busy, but in the end, you are happy. That's something you couldn't say until this. She continued talking while she pulled out and drove toward the small town. That was about 15 minutes back. I do feel a bit calmer. Fear's a good thing. It is a survival instinct. I'm just not into this all yet. Like, when I was looking at my purse, I saw the pad in it. That snapped for a moment. I have to wear those for 4 or so days a month. And I don't know how to yet. That could be really embarrassing, you know? Yeah, I do know. My first period started in 6th grade, middle of creative writing. I had something to put in my journal that day. We both giggled. Don't worry, sweetie. Your new existence is going to be a challenge. But we'll deal with it. I am going to cram womanhood into you the next 3 days, but you have a lifetime to master. You might not come out right now a perfect makeup artist, but as you experiment and play, you'll figure things out. Everyone remembers you being a similar kind of girl as you were a boy. Extremely nice, maybe not the most spick and span person in the world. Any changes in personality, they'll chalk up to the experience of losing your teaching position. Thanks. You're comforting in all this. I know things have been thought through, but I was actually getting hungry and tired. We pulled into McDonald's and got out. I abhor drive-thrus. I ordered some chicken nuggets and a diet soda. This wasn't a change. I drank a 2-liter a day before. Still do. She ordered a value meal. Now there's a switch. You ordered a bigger meal than me, she said between fries. Well, I don't know how much I can eat. I kind of was a bottomless pit before. Smart girl. That sounded so good to hear. Renee, only you and I really know all of this, but I'm really freaked out. I can't keep something like this quiet. I am going to tell someone eventually. I know I will. Go ahead. It'll be another of Sammy's silly little background stories that she used to be a big fat guy until a mystic goddess changed her life. Hearing her say that was, well, comforting. Look, hun, it'll be okay. It's just nerves. Soon enough, you won't be Bobby in a Sammy suit. You'll be Sammy, period. It's just going to be you. And you have all the time you need. She was playing to me at this point. I'm the kind who needs constant reinforcement. We ate and talked about the next day. Tomorrow would be some more dressing, learning terminology and skills like how to match colors right, and how to dress appropriate for situations. I also would work on feminine mannerisms and how to act female better. It's not unlike acting, she said, but you'll just do it so much it'll ingrain into you. I couldn't stop smiling. For all the fear, I was excited about the future for the first time in a while. We finished our meals and drive back. I was about to slide into my room when she tapped me on the shoulder. Sammy? I turned around to see her. As I did, she wrapped her arms around me. Sammy, I'm happy. Thank you. Right now, we're focusing on the girl stuff. But eventually, we're going to work on making you into a priestess. You're going to be the most amazing priestess the goddess has ever had. Okay, Renee, thanks so much. You're giving your time for this, I know. She just smiled. There's a nightgown in your closet. I went to my bedroom and closed the door. I let a tiny breath out. Don't get me wrong, I love Renee, but she does smother just a bit when she's excited. She was like this when we got GTA, Vice City too. She just loves blowing up cars. I pulled off my short and sweats and just looked at myself for a bit in the mirror. I really liked what I saw, and I did some closer inspections. I looked at my bust a lot. For guys, that area is very unique. It's something guys just don't get. It was so interesting feeling it and seeing them. I cupped them in the bra and lifted them up, felt around the lines of the bra, and just generally looked for a bit before slipping the bra off. Pulling the pale peach gown on, I laid down and snapped the TV on again, listening to the news before curling up on my side. I drifted off to sleep with a slight smile on the full lips that I now had. Waking up a little after 8, I looked into Renee's room to see she was fast asleep still. I went to the kitchen and poked around. I found everything for some pancakes and began to cook. By the time the batter bowl was empty, I had a hungry instructor who wanted some of my pancakey goodness. After the breakfast, I went to shower. I peeled off my clothing and felt a bit odd. I turned on a nice hot shower and settled in for a few minutes. As the water beat down and ran down my new form, I kind of just zoned out. It felt good. I mean, really good. It felt, well, I don't know how to explain it. It felt warm all over. Not like the water, but, well, like something within me was warm. It was really nice zoning there. Of course, I'm a slob and forgot to lock the bathroom door, so when Renee barged in, I kind of got smacked into reality. She rushed back out. I realized I had covered my privates and my chest. That was worth a pretty good laugh, in my opinion. Already getting there. After cleaning up some, I toweled off and went to my dresser. The t-shirt and sweats, I guessed, were okay. I only wore them for 2 hours, and I was probably going to be changing. I also put on clean underclothes. "Sammy, sorry about that," Renee said through the door as I was dressing. "It's fine, hon. I never remember to lock the door." "Well, let's get started. Are you ready?"
"Let's do it."
She brought me into her bedroom. I sat down on the bed where she had a lap desk and a dry erase board. It seemed like Miss Samantha was going to be going to school. Most of the next few hours was kind of slow. She instructed me on what kinds of clothes were called. Lengths of skirts, types of blouses, kids' clothing, professional versus casual, hairstyles, everything. It was really sort of boring. The more she talked, the more I wanted to really get to the work. But then again, then I'd be more like my former students. I'd prefer to get my background. Somewhere about 11, she went over different kinds of underclothes. I spoke up. She agreed and we went back to my room. After the quiz, 85, 100, yes. The first thing she did was show me some different kinds of underclothes. I tried on a few different kinds of bras and panties. I found the simpler things more comfortable for now, but the others ones didn't feel bad. The demi-cup bra was really nice, actually. Renee said that over time, tastes and preferences would develop and not to worry too much. I really enjoyed the next few hours. After settling on a rather basic set of underclothes, we worked on the fun stuff. I found a really nice flowered A-cut skirt, some nude stockings, and a red top. The red brought out some nice colors in the skirt. Renee suggested we go down to the salon in the mall in Albany to get my hair done, add some red highlights. She marked me well for choices. The rest of the day was learning more girl skills. How to wear stockings, how to do nails and hair, you know? That kind of thing. It was fun. By the end of the day, I was moving in a very natural method. I could also feel the ideas sinking in. I also realized some of my memories were changed. I remembered my male memories just fine, but my new memories were there too. I remembered Bobby didn't go to the prom. I remember Sammy went with one of Bobby's friends, and they had a great time. Sammy remembered the sports teams she played on, the games she loved, her favorite girlhood toys, and how to do some things like how to sit down in a skirt. It was coming to me slowly, but it was there. Noticing the way Renee did things helped. She was kind of a girly girl, so at this point, she was a good role model. Supper was simple. Chinese stir fry from a bag, some extra veggies, and a few shrimp added. Diet soda to wash it down. I was wearing my new outfit I picked out. We had done my nails simple. A deeper pink, something to keep the red theme going. We spent the evening watching television. Friday night was the Canadian comedy shows on CBC. We watched the funnies. I don't know if she appreciated good comedy in this vein, but this hour has 22 minutes, well, it's a different kind of show. Americans just can't understand why a TV show can get right next to leaders and make fun of them. About 10:30, she excused herself to her room. After several minutes, I was wondering where she went, so I peeked into her room. I saw her in front of a little statuette, just like the one in my nightstand. I knocked softly. "Yes, Sammy?" "Wondering what you're doing. Evening devotion, I wasn't going to layer the religious aspect on for a few weeks, but you know religion well. Want to join?" Something in her invitation was a bright jump to me. Eagerly joined in. I kneeled down next to her, and we repeated some prayers in Greek to the goddess's image. After a short time, she was into a trance state. My guess was it was communion with the goddess, not unlike I've experienced for the last day. I continued repeating the prayers. 5 times into it, I felt a similar ting of energy in my crown chakra just like before. I was standing in the white light again, before the sheet of the goddess. "Greetings, my daughter." "Hello, milady, is this..." "Yes, this is what Renee is also experiencing with me in her own frame of perception. I'm pleased you were so eager to join into worship." "I have wanted this my entire life, milady. I am somewhat saddened she didn't bring it to me earlier. How often and for what reasons do your priestesses do this?" "Simply to commune, to talk, to report if I have them working on a task. You'll find we are a simple group, young one. We simply desire betterment of the human condition. And soon enough, you'll serve fully. For now, just enjoy learning. Enjoy yourself, my daughter. Her voice trailed off as I came to. It was just a few seconds. Renee was still focused, so I just let her continue. Curling up in my bed after changing and fixing my hair for the evening, I was brushing my hair with a stiff bristle brush. The quiet repetition was dulling me a bit. It was kind of settling in. I realized what I did then. I was beginning to get paranoid. What did I do? I can't really be a girl. I mean, I was raised male. How do I act female? That's it for today. Hope you have enjoyed it. If you do, then be sure to subscribe for the next part of this story. And show your support on Patreon.